People talk about managing time like it's so easy. Well, guess what? It's not. It ought to be simple. Too often, though, it seems like time is managing our lives more than the other way around. But why? It's not hard to start the day with good intentions. We might even prepare a to-do list of things that have to be done. If we're lucky, we may have both something we genuinely want to accomplish and a clear idea of what needs to be done to achieve it. Regardless the circumstances, however, the hours, before long, seem to slip away, and half the tasks on our list of things to do remain unfinished. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Many people struggle to get things done on time. It might just be laziness sometimes, but often it's because time itself feels like some unpredictable, slippery thing that refuses to be controlled. One of the biggest problems is underestimating how long things actually take. We assume we can clean the house in X amount of minutes, finish that maintenance project in an hour, run a quick errand before dinner, or get our homework done before bed, only to realize we were way off. This miscalculation leads to other unforeseen delays, pushing everything further behind. For some reason, we avoid being brutally honest about time. We should recognize that things can often take longer than we imagine they should. Acceptance of this is not pessimism. It's called realism. If something ought to take an hour, it's not a bad idea to estimate around 90 minutes to carry it out. If it takes half an hour to get somewhere when traffic is normal, but an entire hour when traffic is heavy, we should always give ourselves an hour to get there, shouldn't we? Unfortunately, it seems that most of us would rather deal with last-minute stress, drama, and panic than commit to the flavorless discipline of pre-planning.